good actor. He plays fantastic. The role of what? Water plays a role that no actor or actress could ever play. Ever. What is it? Now, when it comes to acting, imagine acting is playing a role, right? Means presenting a shape. Water doesn't do that. Water will present the shape of the container. Remember, we were describing the mirror for you, and we'll come to that mirror. What is a mirror, lady? Yes? Mm-hmm.
It's reflects.
What?
A mirror, it reflects.
Uh-huh.
Reflects an image.
Reflects an image. A lot of stuff reflects an image. Mirror is?
Does it show itself?
The only thing that doesn't show itself is the mirror. That's the quality of mirror. So a person with minimal show-off could be a mirror. Water is the only shapeless, formless...
Mirror.
No, it's better than that. Water is fluid. Is running. It doesn't even stay. Physically, it doesn't stay. Right? And it takes all the forms, and it is the catalyst between all the different stuff to mix together to make this machine. And you know that I'm 97% water. Filthy bag of water, that's what we are. 3% salt, something like 3.5, something like that. That's the water, the source of life, the fluid. What am I talking about? The source of life, the fluid stuff, the stuff that runs around, the stuff that if you put it in a container and close it, it will rot away. The stuff that if you don't use it, it will evaporate.
Knowledge.
Knowledge is just like the water. For the intellectual people, that's the source of life. That's the life itself. And it's fluid. It goes around. You cannot keep it for yourself. It will rot. And by using, it will expand in a way. And it doesn't have any shape. It takes the shape of the knowledgeable person. So we found an actor like this. Look at the water in our stories. Wherever we want to talk about knowledge, we go to the ocean of knowledge, sea of knowledge, because that's what knowledge is to us. And guess what? Where is it coming from? In old version, everybody understood. In your time, you are only guessing it. In Rumi's time, everybody knew where water is coming from.
Sky.
Everybody knew it. In your time, where the water is coming from? Outer space. Now, this is your guess. There is no theory for water on the earth. They guess that, okay, it dropped from the sky. And that's to us fantastic, because we know knowledge is coming from up. We know that from just and justice, knowledge will expand in a society, even in that scale. That's what the water is. Okay? So we talk about this sea a lot. But look at this sea. Half of it is sweet. Half of it is bitter. Don't you know that understanding is bitter, really? Because the more you understand, the more you will be informed from the miseries and shortcomings. More you know, more responsible you become, and your personal life will become more difficult. So it's good or bad. This is what it is. You are ready to label everything good or bad. Wait! He will do it for you, but he should first teach you how to stop that black and white judgment. That's what it is. Because we are going to hear the end of the story, which is Machlas, which is the escape door, which is the conclusion, which is the abbreviated one, which is the Khulasa, in a way. So we'll see another tricky word coming to you. Ahmed will explain it to you, how Machlas could carry a lot of different meanings in the same spot, and he is using it just because of that. We'll come to that part of the story, but before coming to that, he had to make it clear with the Moses and Pharaoh, with the Saleh and the camel. Now, the sea itself, the knowledge itself, we'll show you that is half and half. It's mixed. It should be mixed. Because this is the way it works. You cannot forget about reality and go daydream about the goodness. Goodness should be here. You cannot be that harsh judge, go around and when, okay, in your leisure time, you are very kind and maybe you drop some tears. Of course, two glasses of alcohol will help. Okay, you are a very romantic fellow. That doesn't work. Kindness should be created in reality. So, nothing is black and white. Everything is mixed up. Listen to the mixture of this sea. Yes, please.
The appearance of collision from the narrow body is the spirits being intermingled in peace or war. The waves of peace dash against each other and root up hatreds from breasts. In other form do the waves of war turn loves upside down. Love is drawing the bitter ones to the sweet, because the foundation of loves is righteousness. Wrath is carrying away the sweet one to bitterness. How should the bitter sort with the sweet? The bitter and the sweet are not visible to this sight. They can be seen through the window of the latter end. The eye that sees the end can see truly. The eye that sees the stable is delusion and error.
What does that mean? You. Last verse. The eye that sees the end can see truly, the eye that sees the stable is delusion and error.
I would think that the stable is you make it, you stop it from being fluid anymore, instead of seeing that it's always changing.
Yeah. This stable here is not the word stable, which is strong. This is the stable where the home or the house of donkey and the horse. That kind of stable. Now go through your memories. Now try to beautify it with beautiful words. Now listen to the Persian. چشم آخربین تواند دید راز چشم آخربین غرور است و خطاست. Did you hear it? آخربین آخربین. That's what it is. Playing with these two words. Akhar means the end of it. Akhar means when the horse and animals are feeding. And we were talking like that one, because this one, you remember, this is the donkey, right? The spirit is the Jesus, this is the donkey. And donkey thinks about the food in a stable. And the Jesus is looking forward, the future. Now see it in me. I have a physical existence. The ego, the Pharaoh, the donkey, the camel, right? This one is thinking about food. The necessity of my existence, physical one. My spirit is looking forward to see where am I going? What would be my story at the end? What am I doing here? There are two. Here's that, okay. When you talk about